Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, Riggins, Lindsay, y'all are adults with parents who are retired.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
And let's say you, your parents come to you one day and they say, Riggins, you and your brothers sit down here. We've got something to tell you. Or Lindsay, you and your brothers sit down. We've got something to tell you. Your mother and I have met another woman and we are now a throuple.
Love it.
We are a quote unquote closed triad, which means a throuple.
Yeah.
Well, this is a story out of San Antonio. Bianca and Philip Luna were about to become empty nesters when they decided to include a third person in their relationship. The Texas couple fell in love with Delane Diem and became a closed triad. We like to call it the Power Three.
Oh, God.
When we work together, we can knock out pretty much anything. Philip is 52, Bianca is 49. They've been married 25 years. Had a wonderful time being a family and raising their three kids. He's an artist and a musician.
Okay. It's making
so
more
that's
sense.
The type, right?
Yeah.
You know. And if you saw him, he's old and he's got the long hair and tattoos and the stereotypical liberal wanting to get into a throuple when his kids are grown. So the kids were probably not surprised at all. And he says that the kids are thrilled. Our kids love their new bonus mom.
You a damn lie. Your kids are not thrilled.
Well, yeah. You got to think about it, though. If these kids were raised by these people who have probably, they've probably been, you know, weirdo free love people for their entire marriage, and they probably just never settle on just one person to bring in and keep them. So these kids have probably been raised in such a, you know, progressive quote unquote home that they probably don't think anything about it.
That's probably the least weird thing the parents have done in the last couple of years.
That's true. Oh, I'd be so devastated.
Yeah, what would you say, though, if it were your parents, Lindsay?
I don't know if I could say anything. I would just cry forever.
Now, would you say you're not going to be involved in my kids' lives?
100%.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Yeah, I don't want my kids thinking that that's right. I don't want them thinking, you know, grandma and grandpa live this way, so it must be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to be influencing my children.
And I wouldn't want that getting out. We go to a Christian school. I can't have that getting out, you know? I mean, because my kids would be like, Mommy 1 and Mommy 2, you know, or Grandma 1, Grandma. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So, would your brothers, Riggins, they have kids, would they have a problem with that, with, you know, their parents, your brother's parents helping raise kids and stuff and being influenced in their lives?
I would think they would have a problem with it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they would.
You would have the least problem just because you don't have kids right now? Or
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, I would even take my dad out of the equation. I'd go, I know why you're doing this. You want another woman in the relationship. How does my mom feel about it? Because yeah. one thing my dad always said, he's like, you can say whatever you want to me. Never disrespect your mother.
Yeah, yeah.
That was mm-hmm. sort of the rule. Yeah. So to me, that seems like a sign of disrespect to my mother.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Dad, let me talk to her first before I deal with you and see how she feels. And if she feels disrespected by it, then yeah, we got a major problem.
Or what if she says, it was my idea and said, I love it and this is a thing that has been missing from my life?
I don't understand it, but if she says she wanted this and my dad's okay with it now, I'm like, you know what? You're free. You're retired. Yeah. You worked your whole life. You can live your life. It's weird yeah. to me.
And I'm right. judging everybody.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I would remove myself from their lives. I may still be cordial and go over and, you know, visit and whatnot, but I don't want my kids knowing that I condone it
yeah.
or thinking that I condone it if they're little and impressionable. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You know what they say about women in San Antonio?
Big old women.
Big bloomers. Big bloomers down in San Antonio. Big old women in San Antonio. Is she pretty, yeah. the third?
Not ugly.
She's not ugly.
Is she prettier than the wife?
I don't know. I don't know which one was the...
Oh.
I'm thinking maybe, yeah, the wife... well, now I'm... I was thinking the one with the grayer hair would be the wife, but I don't think so.
Mm.
But they're about the same amount of pretty.
Okay.
Okay.
But they're not hideous. The whole group, you'd figure the whole group would just be disgusting, but they're not really. I mean, he's wearing stupid ass sunglasses in the picture for article here, so you got to figure that.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a woman.
He's got long hair. He does. He looks kind of like a woman. Yeah.
And for me, I'm more upset if the one coming in is prettier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm mad at, even if it's not me, it's my yeah. mom. I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never talking to them again. I'm super judgy.
And I always wonder with these types of situations, is the sex proportioned? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it portioned out? It's like, okay. Yeah. You know, there are seven nights a week and whatever. So if you had the relations with him, you know, three times this week, then if you're going to do it three times in a week, I got to do it three times in a week. Or do they look at it like, you want that way more than I do, so you take some of the pressure off of me and, you know, you can make the relations as much as you want, and then whenever I decide that I want to, then you just have to step aside and let me go.
Maybe.
The wives talking to each other.
I always assumed it was always together.
Yeah,
me too.
Always. Well, I don't know. And then you also have the, does it ever happen without the husband?
Yeah, I'm picturing it happening, yeah.
Lots of questions.
Because it's different than a sister wife where the guy has five wives and they're all just in individual one-on-one relationships. Yeah. I think a thruple is like they're all.
And are they getting mad if one gets more?
That's what I'm saying. Of course they have to.
I imagine.
But I can't see them all wanting to do it at the same time every time.
No, he's in his 60s. She's in her late 50s. It's natural. But I mean, they're
watching TV and, you know, it's like, hey, you want to go? Which one of y'all wants to go do it?
It's so weird.
And then, you know, since they're older, they just go, that's your turn, girl. Or mm-hmm. you can do it. I'll go clean up the kitchen. Y'all go do it.
Every time yeah. I'd be like, not you know? Him.
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's gross.
Yeah, nasty.
But what if every time he leaves the house, then, you know, the two of them are making the relations? And he's like, why do y'all wait for me to leave every time? And then y'all, this isn't fair.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing it with each other way more than either one of you is doing it with me.
Yeah.
It's bound to end bad. I mean, it's going to end bad.
Who's weirder, the married couple or the third woman that wants to be in
the third woman?
You think she's the odd? Yeah. I mean, she's the what are you one. Doing?
I think all of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're all weird. Yeah,
they're all freaks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go find a regular relationship.
But, I mean, at least she's coming in like getting free rent, I guess. Or,
true. You know. She might be the smartest one. She's I get free food, free rent.
I don't know. There's so many of these, you know, that when they do documentaries on these types of things, that's what they need to do. They need to find out how the relations were, because they're always so vague about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you really want to do a reality show on it, just let us put spy cams in the house.
Yeah.
And it's just a raw feed that people can watch, you know, like that giraffe having a baby.
Yeah.
You
know, just like
you just
that.
Go check in on it all the time. Sure. Just like what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Who's fighting? Who's hooking up?
Yeah.
And I don't need to see the relations happening. I just need to see the negotiations or the whatever's happening that leads to it.
Right. Yeah. Like you drawing straws, like what's happening.
Or if he's leaving to go, you know, have coffee with his friends in the mornings, meet them down at the coffee shop like old men do. And then they're just all over each other like badgers.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then probably talking,
hurry before he gets back.
Yeah.
Talking crap about him when he's out. Like, so they're hooking up and you're talking mess about me when I'm gone.
Yeah.
That would just drive me crazy.
See, I imagine them fighting over the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. You always want to think about a guy, the older they get, the more peace they're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you want two wives?
Yeah. You wouldn't want any. I mean,
you're just constantly, old men are supposed to be looking for quiet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was super into that show. Was it Sister Wives or something similar? Wives, yeah. And they would always, because it fascinates me, they would always fight over that ugly guy.
With the curly hair?
Yeah.
The ramen noodle hair?
Yeah.
I think Jody still watches whatever version of that's on. Yeah. Now. She still gets into that.
Because it's fascinating. Yeah. I mean, what plays a role in all this?
The fans of that show are diehard fans, and they hate that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They hate him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's lost three of his four wives or whatever. I think the newest one is still married to him, but I think the other three are we're out.
And then when the kids get grown, they're golf. They don't want to do any. They don't want to participate in any of that. Any of that stuff. But he had to always make sure that there never was a new one coming in that was just way skinnier than the rest of them. He did have a couple that were smaller in stature, but never were they just really he wouldn't bring a fitness person in.
Yeah.
Or would they not do that. Come in?
I don't know. It was just weird. And the fact that Jody still watches it, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
How many years has it been?
More Extra Funny next.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is this world coming to? You can't even go to a Dollar Tree now, hardly, without having to see somebody exposing himself.
Ah.
Oh. It was this was Thursday night. A guy was arrested in Miami-Dade County. This woman said that she accused Manuel Ria Padre, 42, of following her around the Dollar Tree in, you know, making her nervous. So she started videoing him. This was about 5:30 p.m. Tuesday. Deputy said the woman was shopping in the store and the guy was behaving inappropriately, according to her. She started recording him on her phone. And moments later, the guy exposed himself and began going to town on himself.
Oh, no.
While maintaining eye contact with her.
Ew.
So the investigator said that the woman informed him that she was recording, and that prompted him to stop and leave the store. They said later that she provided police with surveillance. They've provided the store provided police with surveillance footage of the incident, and through investigative means, detectives identified him as the suspect, and the victim positively identified him in a photo lineup.
Oh.
Yeah. So evidently it's pretty easy to find him. But what I get that, you know, you're a prevert and all that, but what makes you just say, I'm going to go down to the Dollar Tree and see what kind of action I can get into with my perverted ways?
Maybe he just went in there for a good deal and realized, you know what?
Yeah.
How's the time?
And what do you get? And you know what? That creeps me out anyway. When people are doing something and they're looking straight ahead while they're doing something instead of looking at what they're doing, like on those demonstration videos on the social medias when they're cooking.
Oh yeah.
And they stare at the camera while they're dumping the stuff in the bowl and smiling.
Yeah.
You know, that is so creepy to me. I hate it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And there's a woman on there on the Instagram that I follow who does Amish recipes. She used to be Amish. I think she got out in that Rumspringa thing. But she does that, and she has the funny accent. And we made this at the Amish farm. This is the Amish pie we have every Easter. And you take a cup of milk, and then you take this flour, and you sift the flour. And she's doing all of this in a funny voice, wearing a bonnet, and she's still wearing the Amish outfit, staring dead right in the camera, just dead eyes in the camera. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look down. Look, I mean, this is not natural. You don't just stare somebody down the whole time you're talking to them.
Yeah.
You know, while you're doing a demonstration.
You can tell they have no video skills.
But I think that's a trend that people do, isn't it, Rick? Isn't that what they want them to do?
Yeah. Facebook and Instagram especially love when you're looking directly into the camera. So if your reel will suggest a cover, it's always one of a shot of you looking in the camera.
Ew.
10 out of 10 times. They want you
but it's not
making
natural.
Direct eye contact.
Yeah. It, no, it's not natural to do a 2-minute video and never look down. And you're
not when you're doing
staring
something.
In it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's a scary movie. And an Amish bonnet and staring at you. That's freaky.
That or a guy masturbating in front of you in a Dollar Tree.
I'd take that over an Amish lady with a bonnet.
But he's looking dead in her eyes, though, while he's doing it. Dead in, like not looking at any other part of her body, just right in her face.
Like, at least I'm cute. Yeah. Amish lady still freaks me out.
When I'm not pulling my camera out because I'm thinking like that's probably just going to turn them on even more. Like, yeah, film me. Yeah. I'm staring at you.
But she said that when she told him that, he stopped and took off. But still.
That's rock bottom, man.
I mean, just locked in on her face.
Oh, man.
She ruined his fun.
Yeah,
well, that could have been me. I was in Miami on Thursday. That could have been me.
Yeah, could have been Kyle.
Yeah, were you hanging out at the Dollar Tree?
You're never going to believe what happened. Kyle pulled his wiener out at the Dollar Tree.
I'm sick of this Fountain Blue. I go by the pool and the beach and everything. I need to go find a Dollar Tree.
Shopping.
This fancy hotel is just not good.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I like reading, hanging out with my friends, pulling my wiener out in Dollar Tree. What was that last one?
Sounds like your Bumble profile.
Yeah.
Did you end up liking the hotel better than you did when we talked to you Thursday?
Yeah. Lots of conventions. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they didn't stop. One left, another came. It was hard to get an elevator. I'd wait 20 minutes to get an elevator. We were up so high, I didn't want to walk down all the stairs. We're on like 30. So it took, 25 minutes to get an elevator every time.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, every time? Yeah. That's like a commute.
I know. So, no, I mean, the hotel was nice, but cut down on the conventions, you know. It was a lot. Tech convention. Mm-hmm. Then there was a farmers convention.
Oh, wow.
It was weird. They were from California. They were talking
dairy
about
farmers and
citrus.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Citrus farmers.
Yeah.
A tech thing and they couldn't get the internet working?
Exactly.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
A little odd. But no, it was a nice,
place. Yeah, it's a nice place. But I just know that you were like, got to walk too far to the business center and all that kind of thing. So
would I stay there again? No.
You wouldn't?
No.
No.
Or go to Miami again? No.
But other than that, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How was the, did you get in the water, the ocean water?
Freezing.
Yeah.
Freezing. But it was hot, you know, on the beach, just cold water. And the pool was great, you know.
But you know that that Miami water, ocean water, is not the same as Florida on the Gulf of America side.
Like colder or hotter?
It's colder than the Atlantic, but it's also not as pretty.
Right, right. I did notice that.
Yeah, the beaches and all that not as pretty on the Atlantic side as they are on the Gulf of America side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sucks. Did you pee in ankle deep water again? On the beach?
No, I wasn't out there that long, but I would have.
Yeah.
I would have.
Yeah, she won't go into the ocean far enough because she's scared. So if she goes to pee in the water, she goes to her ankles and then just pees and splashes water up on herself.
Yeah, it's real classy and attractive. Yeah,
but the beach is right there by the bathroom.
Yeah.
At that, I would think, at that place. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I've stayed at hotels before, places that have... They make condos that are on the beach like that. Maybe that's what y'all should do next time.
Yeah.
If you go back to Miami.
I could take it or leave it. Yeah. You know.
But you didn't say anything about that, did you? You didn't tell Kyle you didn't like it, did you?
No.
Okay.
And I would never tell the people that treated
us. Oh, no.
That was very nice of them.
Yeah. And they don't listen to any of our broadcasts.
They might. Oh, well. I mean, it's not a diss to them. I mean, it's more just my preference.
Yeah.
A lot of people love Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun.
You remember my friend, my radio friend, Paul from Miami?
Yes.
Big Italian guy, Paul.
Yes.
Paul Castronovo is his name.
Yeah. He still lives there?
Yep. He still does.
I mean, great weather until it turns maybe June.
Then it'd be too hot?
Yeah, too hot for me.
I like the heat. If I'm out doing beach and pool stuff, I want the heat, man. Bring it.
Our Uber driver said that August is so bad. I mean, you can imagine. But August is just... And he was from Cuba, so...
But in Louisiana, when it gets in the deep of the summer, the pool gets too hot to be refreshing.
That's what he was saying. Even the ocean.
Yeah. But still, man, you get a tan out there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm for it.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't want to be hot less than I'm getting a tan.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to sweat in my clothes.
Mm. No. But I think if I'm able to lose these last few 81 vanity pounds, I might wear every outfit linen.
Yeah.
I'll be pretty linen man. That's it. Just linen man.
I like it.
Sandals all the time, even in the winter.
Yeah.
Ace would have wanted it that way.
Yeah. Ace loved would've. The linen.
He did. Yeah.
Oh. And he would wear those linen drawstring pants. You remember he'd wear those all the time?
Yes.
Like real khaki colored.
They were like cream.
Yeah. Maybe cream. Yeah.
Almost see through. Touch see through.
Yeah.
Hoping that he was wearing drawers.
Yeah.
He did like a linen.
He did.
Mm-hmm. But skinny people look good in linen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's too baggy. My roommate had bought a linen suit one time from Ralph Lauren, and he was real thin. I was like, and he got like an extra large. It looked so ridiculous on him. I didn't have the heart to tell him.
But Ace always looked better because he was so light-skinned and all. He looked better in rich colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all those linen colors, those
washed out.
Yeah, those light beige, you know, light khaki colors and all. He'd wear the shirts and all that.
He loved a neutral, but it maybe wasn't his thing.
Yeah. One time we were at Disney World with the charity, and he came walking out in a light orange Nike shirt that he was going to wear for the day. And we were like, oh, my God. You couldn't see him.
Just
it was like a pale orange.
Yeah.
And It was about the color of his hair. He matched his hair. And go back and look at the picture. And then later he was like, man, that wasn't a good shirt on me. And he's looking at pictures and go, well, yeah, maybe something a little more. He goes, y'all knew it and you didn't tell me? So, well, what were we going to say? He was loving that shirt. You know, he'd get a new shirt. Yeah. He'd be like all into it.
That's so funny. It's like he's on a green screen and just wash out.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we going to say?
Yeah. What could you say?
Shirt's ugly. Yeah. Like, you know, we're not going to say that.
Well, and he would have been like, you're ugly.
Well, it's too late to do anything about it now. Damn. I'm on the bus.
That's exactly what he would say.
Yeah.
And then be mad at somebody telling him that then.
Yeah.
Like, well, you could have told me before we left.
He was very into his fashion, now that I think about it. He did pay attention to that stuff.
It was that shirt was between an orange and a yellow, if I remember correctly.
Like a neon almost?
He did say it was a pale peach more.
Okay.
And he did say, I'll never wear that again. Okay.
Well, pale peach is not my color. Mm-hmm.
You have anything in a pale peach and a hemp? He would have wanted it that way.
Mm-hmm. He would have.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.